brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two, TJ, Joshua, John, Thomas, and others. Your calls are coming up right now, 1-800-259-9231. We've now got more mainstream articles and the document itself confirming world government is officially being established, a global private banking dictatorship in the next month. And there's almost no one out there breaking down what's really happening, which is horrifying. We need to get everyone we can alerted to this situation right now. And a new ADL demonization piece on myself and others, very, very scary, calling for law enforcement action against us. It's getting pretty scary here, pretty exciting as well. But let's go back to your calls. TJ in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air, TJ.
It's my privilege to hold for you, Alex Emery Jones. You know I only call you every 2 or 3 years. I talked to a friend of yours earlier this morning, about an hour ago, and I really need your help. And I consider you an egocentric, necessary bulldog for the restoration of the republic and human rights in the North American continent. That's a gross summation.
Egocentric. That's fancy.
Well, you are, but it's necessary. I mean, John Paul Jones hosted that flag, I think, with a snake on it, said, "Don't you dare tread on my posterior," and you're like-minded, and you say so, and you're not afraid to. But the favor I have to ask of you, I need to talk to James Janos, a.k.a. Jesse Ventura, within the next 60 days, and you can call me privately, you can ask Mike, you can ask other people in Austin, because this is getting really serious, and I don't care about bankers. Bankers are only relative to people that have money or fiat currency and appreciate that more than life.
Well, let's be clear. Liberty. I get calls every day from media and other people asking for Jesse Ventura's home phone number. People that want to get a hold of me to try to get a hold of him through Skyhorse Publishing, that's the best way. And I am friends. I can say I'm good friends with Jesse Ventura. Know him well. Know his son well. And we're becoming really good friends. But I don't hardly ever call Jesse. I don't ask for anything. He's out in Los Angeles right now. They're working on starting up the production of the next season of the TV show. And, I mean, can you imagine if I just call up Jesse Ventura and say, "Hey, a caller from Minnesota wants to talk to you." I mean, you know, it's just not my place. But, I mean, you say you're in a lot of we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, what's going on?
Well, we've been in trouble for...
No, I know, but I mean, let's say you're talking to Jesse Ventura. I mean, talk to him right now on air.
Okay, Jesse, James, I'm just south of that Iron Curtain border of Iowa, Minnesota. I know all about IBM, the Mayo Clinic, why you went to Mexico and I went ahead of you. I know your friend Keith, who I talked to before I went into exile. I know Sheila Cascade, the state senator, who knows what I know, and we got to discuss this so... It can be part of your next book, Jesse. And you can call me via his Alex Jones or his friend.
Well, why don't you send me an email off record with what the specifics of the information are?
You every 2 or 3 years. But let's hope that Jesse got that message. And
well, TJ, you need to be more specific. So why don't you send us an email? You send it to Show Tips and just say it's off record, and then I'll look at what the information is. I appreciate your call. I need to call Ventura more. I need to talk to him more. That was about a couple weeks ago. They'd been calling me for a couple days, and I hadn't even checked my voicemail to know they were calling me. So, I mean, I've got my own life, my own operation, my own things I'm doing, and I'm not my brother's keeper. And that's really the frustration. We get so much information, and most of it really good. And make a YouTube video. Expose it. Whatever it is, get it out there. Okay, Joshua, John, Thomas, Casey, and others, your calls are straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. Your calls and a ton of vital news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're continuing with your phone calls. Then I'm going to get into the economic takeover by the private central banking system that is now at a critical juncture. And the word is starting to get out. I want to commend the listeners. This is very important information. I cannot overstate how important it is. And, of course, the government-staged terror attacks that could happen any day or any month or any year, but we're definitely in a prime zone for it right now. We also have people from inside the Clinton administration, Dick Morris, saying that Janet Reno blackmailed him. And that was the intel that we got from multiple sources in the years after Waco. And that's what also came out in congressional testimony, that Clinton was running an operation. So very powerful information on that front. Very important info. Let's go to Joshua in Virginia. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
First-time caller. Just want to start by saying thank you for what you do. My question involves a small newsletter I've started, which is kind of like a one-page deal that I put out as a flyer and hand out to folks in email. And try to bring people's interests in and focus on stuff that has to do with health, because I know that will kind of bring them in, and then I could get them in more advanced knowledge after that. But the question I have today is just, I've never heard you talk about food-grade hydrogen peroxide. Do you have any comments to make on that? And That's pretty much the reason for my call.
Well, we've talked to some medical doctors and others that say it has a lot of health benefits, but I mean we have folks on with different perspectives on that. We defend and promote alternative medicine from the onslaught that it's under right now. But there's also a lot of quackery out there, but I haven't seen that in association with food-grade hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, anything on colloidal gold? I mean, we talk a lot about colloidal silver, and I've just recently heard about colloidal gold.
All right, well, I'll give you my take on that. Colloidal silver in really high amounts can have some toxic effects, but in low amounts, it's very, very beneficial because it works against viruses and bacteria, and there's patented medical reports on that. Colloidal gold, also very powerful antibiotic, but more toxic and more easy to get poisoning from colloidal gold, from the studies I've seen. So you got to be careful with the colloidal gold and use it sparingly. But that is not medical advice. That is what I understand. Okay, so go do your own research. Let's talk to John in Texas. You're on the air, John.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Well, 8 months ago, a woman in our church went to see a pastor. He was going around to different churches giving talks about the New World Order, I guess. And she came back and she told me that this pastor said that they were stockpiling guillotines in the country.
Now, that's the oldest rumor on the planet. I've seen reports of that from 30 years ago. It's one of the oldest patriot rumors. I have no doubt that the government has such things. We know they have the plastic coffins, the mass grave plans. I've gotten Bureau of Cemeteries documents from California and New York in just the last year and a half. And Ted Gunderson says he has confirmed reports of guillotines, and I'm not saying he's lying. I think Ted's a good guy, with his track record. But I don't know about guillotines.
Even when she told me, I didn't believe it. I said, man, it sort of sounds far-fetched, But when I heard Ted Gunderson mention it the other day, and I went to Google and typed in guillotines in America, they had some stuff on there about it. But
there's another one I always hear, and it can be New Mexico, it can be Georgia, it can be Texas, it can be Michigan. I've heard it. It's always the same. My buddy's friend knows a truck driver who saw a wreck where a truck was dumped over, and they had martial law signs. But see, then everybody ignores the real stuff where Homeland Security and the Army Times and literally hundreds of government publications have said they're preparing and drilling to lock down cities and to arrest people off of databases. And NORTHCOM says they want 400,000+ troops on the streets. And now Homeland Security admits the main target of Homeland Security is the American people. And that's all mainstream news now. And we have internal government documents that are now public. And so there's the meat and potatoes. So, if the government and Project Shad would nerve gas and radiate thousands of our troops in hundreds and hundreds of different tests right up until the 90s, they'll do anything. And, if they'll shoot up Iraqi kids and then laugh about it once they find out it was little kids, little girls, they'll do anything and get away with it. And that's not saying the whole military, but the power structure encourages that. That's the direction and the trend they're going. But I'm not criticizing. I mean, look, I'll tell you what I know is a fraud is NACERA, the National Stabilization Act. And, the special forces are on our side. That's been around for 20 years. And, there's been new manifestations of that. And the good government's been declared and the states have been told and it's going to happen and everything's fine. And I mean, it's whether these are government disinfo ops or just delusional fruitcakes that want to believe this, I don't know. But I stick to what I can prove. Anything else?
No, but you got to remember, though, that Nazi Germany did bring back the guillotine and use it on a large scale. So,
well, the reason this has such appeal with Christians is the Bible talks about the Antichrist and guillotines. And the Saudi Arabians use guillotines or swords. There's some other governments that use them. The French used it, of course, and killed hundreds of thousands with it. I think the number is almost 200,000 during the French Revolution. I'm not saying they can't chop our heads off. And we did confirm that they were fitting thousands of vehicles in Bastrop, Texas, at a federal prison back in 98. And we got photos inside of them. And we went up in an airplane over it and took photos. And then we confirmed that they had a federal contract to put bolts and chains in those. and then we've never really seen those used against any group. And we confirmed in police state to the takeover. We went and talked to the guards there, and then after we reported it, it was even on Fox News locally, but they said it was good that they had bolts and chains in the floors and barbed wire fences inside these old hangars. And then at Pier 57 in New York, it was almost the exact same setup. And out in Denver for the DNC, they set up one of these. And so, yeah, that's going on. Anything else?
No, thanks for clearing that up for me, Alex.
Well, again, it doesn't mean it's not real. It's just there's so much stuff I can prove. I mean, police state for the rise of FEMA is everything we can prove, and it's so horrible. What we know is off the charts. I mean, it's insane. We know the feds are paying counties and cities nationwide for at least a decade to run warrantless checkpoints and now take DNA and federal grants to take blood at checkpoints. I mean, it's getting crazy. Let's go ahead and talk to Thomas in Texas. Thomas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, I cannot express the high level of excitement I have in finally getting through to you.
Well, I'm sorry I'm going to let you down, but go ahead.
No, seriously. I mean, I remember my mother way back when telling me not to listen to you, but of course, you know, she, of course, believed the 9/11 myth and other things. But enough about that. There were two things I wanted to address really quickly. First, I wanted to know what your thoughts were on Ayn Rand. Now, I do understand that contemporary objectivists believe the 9/11 myth, think imperial wars of aggression are good, and that Rand herself didn't like libertarians and thought the gun control issue was irrelevant. But I remember that she said that the initiation of force by the state was morally reprehensible, but that self-defense was good, like how other political philosophers have, such as John Locke. So I wanted to know what you thought of her.
Well, I mean, she was at her peak 50, 60 years ago, and I read a few of her books, and it's interesting perspective about the individual versus the state. And I think you can take a lot of good things away from that. But what else can you really say? I'm not really an acolyte or a follower of hers, but I think it's some useful information.
Obviously, I'm not either. I mean, I can find good things with, you know, libertarians, you know, Ron Paul, and the list can go on and on. But, you know, when she says things like having, like, a laissez-faire economy and all that, you know, it kind of does, you know, put, you know fractional reserve lending into place, as well as other regulations.
Yeah, well, let's be clear. This is not a laissez-faire economy that we have. They keep blaming it on that. This is a command and control, crony pirate system, not even crony capitalist, and it is a fraud. This is piracy. We have looting. We have a mega elite, a very small cloistered group that get away with murder, and that's what we have. And then they blame that on capitalism, that on the free market, when this is the opposite. I mean, the big banks are always pushing for more government power because they control the government.
No argument here. Obviously, capitalism is being used with a patsy. But there was actually a little bit of good news for you. In College Station, Texas, where Texas A&M University is, there have been posters going up of both the Bush Joker, the Obama Joker, you know, and the Fed, several of the body scanner posters you had up on Infowars.com and other things like that being posted around the campus and around the town there. There is another listener of yours also here that been planning on handing out police state for your latest documentary, and I've also been personally on a one-on-one basis handing to different professors of mine different articles on, like, I remember there was one you had about the vocabulary, I think it was a British article, it was about the 800, the vocabulary of people in, oh, teenagers, that's right, it was teenagers in Britain.
Yeah, no, a 16-year-old teenager in the U.S. and England. Basically, now they have the vocabulary of an 8-year-old.
In large part due to text messaging. It was down to 800 words, I think, some of the studies found. And I showed that to a couple of my, you know, a couple other folks. I showed there was actually an old Army veteran of, I think it was like 15 years in my constitutional law class. I showed him the MIAC and these reports you broke, and especially emphasized, you know, the disgruntled military veteran part on there. And he kind of, he stopped being jovial. He just had this kind of weird turn of attitude. He kind of expressed concern for my safety because I got it off the internet. So,
hey, good job. And why would he be so cowardly? Oh, my gosh, you better not look at that. You'll get in trouble.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials, and you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Let's continue with your phone calls, and then IMF's global taxes can only be enforced through global government. PrisonPlanet.com. ADL calls for major law enforcement operation to deal with Obamacare critics. And that ties in with IMF fat tax to rein in banks will increase cost for consumers as a giant scam by the big banks. But let's continue with your phone calls. Let's go ahead and who did I talk to last, John? Casey in California, you're on the air.
Yeah, awesome. How you doing, Alex?
Pleasure. I'm all right, brother.
Pleasure finally talking to you. Sorry, I'm mumbling my words here. I got a couple questions. Chemtrail film, when is that thing coming out? First question.
Well, we've done a lot of research on chemtrails. The problem is there's so much evidence, so many government documents, so many symposiums, so much video of the government admitting they're doing it, and then so many rumors that I'm debating whether to put it in the part two of Fall of the Republic, which deals with eugenics mainly, or whether to make a separate film on the subject. I mean, sometimes I debate whether I should just quit the radio show and only make films, because I don't have time to do what I want with films. But we need the radio show to overall get the films out. But the films are probably even more effective than talk radio. But now we're getting so many affiliates that the radio may overshadow the films. I mean, it's just it's all military here. Everything's a military operation. What military do we work for? The Constitution, Bill of Rights, the American people. We work for God. It's kind of like they say in Dragnet, we're on a mission from God. But go ahead, sir.
Okay, another thing, too. Next contest, if you have one, this is just a throw out. Banner war, some type of whoever can do the best banner. I mean, we can get these things hung for buildings, from freeways, from whatnot. I just think it's a really good idea. It'll wake people up. Even maybe have a pick of the day to where, you know, hey, look, this info warrior from Nebraska is, send this picture, and it's the pick of the day. Just something that will help, but at the same time, get people's interest. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you, because then you have the banner hang that tens of thousands see on a major highway. Then you put it on YouTube, tens of thousands see it conservatively. Then we put it on the radio, millions hear about it. Then that gives them the idea to do it, and then it causes a banner revolution or a poster revolution. We've talked about this a lot. Why wait for me? I mean, I promote it. I push it. We did the Joker contest. It was on hundreds of TV stations, hundreds of newspapers. It was an international sensation because you've got the power. You set that free. You did it. Casey, I appreciate your call. I mean, it's all up to you. We don't have a big staff. We don't have the funds. I mean, I'm launching a new website soon, and it's a social networking site that's cutting edge, as they'd say, high quality. And I got a good price on it for a well-known company here in Austin to make it. And no, that's $30,000. The servers to run it, where it doesn't go down and crash, $50,000 to buy them. And we're buying the mid-grade. And then $3,000 a month to run it. I mean, it's that's why we're here saying, listen to the sponsor, buy this good, you know, buy the videos, buy the T-shirts, please, you know, fund us. Because to have employees to sit there and get the pick of the day, to get the video of the day, to get it posted. I mean, all I've got is Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Kurt Nemo that are doing web stuff for us. And I'm building a new studio, expanded. I mean, I've got to hire people for that. It takes money, ladies and gentlemen. We can't do it all, but yes, it's a good idea. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, sir. Always enjoy talking to you, the great listeners.
Great, great. Texas loves you, and just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. I had heard the deal on Janet Reno this morning, too, on the Power Hour, and they had some information, which I don't know for sure. I hadn't checked it myself. That they had talked to a guy who had loaded Hellfire missiles on a Apache helicopter, which had come back and with one missile short.
No, I'm familiar with that report from Fort Hood. I know even the congressional record, stuff that was entered in the record but wasn't on the televised hearings on C-SPAN, that Delta Force was there pulling triggers, that Janet Reno was under the control of Clinton, and that he was going to fire her. And again, this is from 16, 17 years ago, so I'm going back into memory, but I distinctly remember it being confirmed in the news that Reno threatened Clinton, that she was going to come out with what really happened there. And now Dick Morris, there's more to Dick Morris saying Clinton better watch, saying conservatives are going to stage terror attacks or cause them, because the truth about Waco will come out. Dick Morris better watch it. He better have bodyguards, because Dick Morris is not going all the way when he says that he doesn't know what Janet Reno threatened him with. He knows full well that they went in there and murdered those people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
We are 1 hour and 33 minutes into the syndicated radio broadcast. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We come back with an abbreviated broadcast live 4 to 6 p.m. every Sunday, Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and Infowars.com. Our backup sites that are also updated daily and many times have their own exclusive content are Infowars.net and JonesReport.com. All right, Paul Joseph Watson joins us for the next 10 minutes, and then I'm going to get into the incredible banking takeover that's being billed as a way to get the rich bankers, a way to bring those bankers that stole all that money to justice. The very banks that did that are in the regulatory positions in Europe, England, the U.S., and Canada, and they literally wrote the legislation at the U.N. level and at the national level. This is the most important info out there economically. And the very same banking group funds the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and others, and are calling anyone a violent terrorist or a racist that criticizes the takeover of healthcare, the auto industry, the greenhouse gas taxes, VAT. That's coming up after Paul Joseph Watson leaves us. This article is up on PrisonPlanet.com today. ADL calls for major law enforcement operation to deal with Obamacare critics. And here in my hand is the actual ADL 20-page report. I didn't have time to count it up this morning when Watson first alerted it to me. as a Southern Poverty Law Center hit piece against us at least once a week now, ADL every month or so. This is a group that's been convicted in California of infiltrating law enforcement, stealing files on people. It's basically a Mossad front group. And I really don't appreciate Israel attacking me and implying that I'm a terrorist and implying that I'm going to stage terror attacks and implying that I'm calling for violence. And we have the Southern Poverty Law Center doing that. We have the media doing that. We have Newsweek, Time Magazine, the London Guardian saying that I'm causing violence or calling for violence, and it's all a lie. Now, what they do in this report is they go to a bunch of different websites and message boards and find some mild things, some extreme things, and then attribute it to our rhetoric. I can go to Fox Nation. I can go to Yahoo message boards. I can go to any major message board, YouTube. You can go to YouTube right now and search comments calling for violence. They're everywhere. And this is an ongoing thing they do. You know, within 2 hours of Richard Poplawski killing three cops, it turned out he was a white supremacist who hated me all over major Nazi websites. And he posted that he didn't like me on my website. But they lied within 2 hours of him being captured after he killed the cops and said that he did it because of me. They even had people on TV saying it. And the writer at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette who first put this out writes basically pieces weekly promoting ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center propaganda. And they have their people in every city. So the question is, why are they doing this? But this is a new level by the ADL. It calls for, quote, major law enforcement operation against us and others. And we had 2 weeks ago Fox News and articles they wrote at FoxNews.com saying they called Homeland Security on us. That they called Homeland Security on us because of mildly threatening comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Then we went to Fox Nation and found things far more violent, and we found pundits calling on Fox Television for the death of Obama. But nothing was done there. So it's not just the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. It's now Fox News doing this. Question is, why are they coming after us? Because we're identifying the banking takeover that is taking place right now. Paul Joseph Watson, let's go through your excellent article. ADL calls for major law enforcement operation to deal with Obamacare critics. A group mixes in completely nonviolent internet postings with death threats in new purge against internet dissent. Paul Watson.
Yeah, this is a new 20-page report put out recently by the ADL. And basically what it is, it mostly consists of just a list of comments that they've culled from a handful of websites, Infowars.com, the Prison Planet Forum, a couple of militia websites from Michigan and New Hampshire, and FoxNews.com as well. And it, the majority of it is a list of comments that they say requires the action of a, quote, major law enforcement operation against these people. And then you read the actual comments, and it's people expressing non-violent, peaceful dissent against things like Obamacare, amnesty, immigration, the threat to the Second Amendment, and new taxes. Basically, any criticism of Obama, any criticism of big government is completely non-violent, and they say that that requires a national law enforcement operation against it.
Well, Watson, since over a year ago now with the Poplawski murder, I mean, we've known that we're the number one enemy. We're who they went after within 2 hours of him giving himself up, and it was all a lie. And saying that we're calling for killing IRS employees and saying that we're calling for killing cops, this is meant to be given to cops to go, let's get this guy, let's set him up. So they're clearly really trying to egg on or mind control police and others to come in and, I guess, plant pipe bombs on us, God knows what. This is very, very dangerous. And now they're just out in the open saying law enforcement operation against us. So I don't have the time, the money, the energy, but I have had my lawyer in the past, you know, put the ADL on notice. I've got to do it again. And I don't know, this has gotten so dangerous, I may just have to sue them just for protection, because once I'm behind bars, I won't be able to do it. Go ahead.
And don't forget that the infamous MIAC report, which listed constitutionalists, Ron Paul supporters, people who own guns, people who own gold, even people who fly U.S. flags, listed them alongside terrorists. That was created with the aid of information gleaned and provided by the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center.
That's right. This is public. So can we imagine in their secret intelligence reports, which they admit they're giving police, what they're telling them? I mean, if they're publicly lying and saying we're calling for violence, heaven knows what's going on secretly.
And what's amazing is one of the quotes listed is from our own forum moderator, whose very job it is to ban people who make violent comments. It's completely ironic. And on top of that, we had a story last year, I believe, where for 4 months, the Southern Poverty Law Center had on its own website as one of the top comments, one of its supporters saying that you, Alex Jones, should be executed for your political beliefs. It stayed up there for 4 months. I didn't see the ADL including that little comment.
And after we wrote an article, about it, they then removed it only after we wrote that article. Did you find that article that you wrote, or was it Steve, and did you link that in this new one?
Yeah, it's linked in there. And the other point is, of course, the other comments that they've stopped listing on all these hate group reports are those of Hal Turner, because it turned out that his death threats against federal officials were as a result of him being on the FBI payroll.
So they use a Fed. They use a Fed to demonize us.
Exactly. And half of these comments calling for violence are probably by these very same people anyway, the ones coming from the militia armed assault websites, places like that. And then they just mix it in with peaceful, nonviolent criticism of healthcare reform, and then call for a major national law enforcement operation against people who dissent.
Well,
it's
clearly,
out in the open fascism.
Clearly, this is a new level. This should send alarm flags and bells, you know, going off everywhere. This is a red alert, and it's clear. I mean, they now admit what was in the Homeland Security Mayotte reports from over a year ago is the national policy. In fact, pull it up for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. FBI director says domestic groups as big a threat as Al-Qaeda. Obama says that we're supposedly working with Al-Qaeda with suitcase nukes that I guess we made in our kitchens or something, and that we're racist. Glenn Beck separately saying that 9/11 truthers want to kill Obama with no proof. So it is just entering the bizarro world. And we saw all this hype before there was any violence. And then Joe Stack, very suspicious. The Pentagon shooter, very suspicious. All of this, very suspicious. They clearly want to use Homeland Security in a type of Nazi or slash red purge. The Southern Poverty Law Center 2 days ago put out a hit list against myself and others. And so they are really getting everybody ready to stage the terror attacks and try to arrest us en masse. And which I guess with some people, is going to elicit people defending themselves, and then that will be a self-fulfilling prophecy of terrorism.
And it's the case that the ADL and the SPLC have gone from tracking, you know, these ragtag, toothless, skinhead neo-Nazis, which were an extreme minority, but they did exist. Now the public's awake to the fact that they're no threat to anyone whatsoever. So wholesale, they've completely shifted over into demonizing people who mildly criticize Obamacare. So what they're doing is just out in the open, and it's only going to discredit them in the long run.
Well, I agree with you, Watson, and if they do set me up and try to arrest me, everybody carry on at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If they do set me up or kill me or arrest me, they'll then have all the COINTELPRO reveal themselves even more. That will be useful on the Patriot websites that are government-controlled. Will attack me at that point because it's again, the image of someone who's real, who's had an effect against the New World Order. They don't want other people to see what I've done as a model of success. So the image of Alex Jones has to be demonized on all fronts and destroyed. But again, that won't even work. So I can sleep well and die well if they do kill me, knowing that we have dealt them grievous blows.
Exactly, but the fascist nature of what they're doing is inherent in the fact that they're publishing hit lists of people like Ron Paul. I mean, this is a mild-mannered congressman, and they're basically saying he's a terrorist. These people are out of their minds. And of course, another...
No, Paul, they're not out of their minds. They control NORTHCOM and Homeland Security and 400,000 domestic troops, and they run all the local police departments, and they got the cops eating out of their hand, and they're getting ready to... The globalists are getting ready to blow some stuff up, so it seems crazy until you enter into the equation. They're gonna the people controlling our federal government are getting ready to stage terror attacks. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, as you say, they're crazy like foxes, but they're desperate, and you can tell. I mean, another motivation is the fact that the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, have all these lucrative government tie-ins. They need to keep dangling these extremist boogeymen in front of the American people to keep receiving their funding, to keep getting the donation. If these people didn't exist, then they'd cease to exist because the funding had stopped. And they're directly tied into the federal fusion centers and the police groups that they feed this information to. So now they're calling for peaceful political activists to be targeted by law enforcement for having opinions about high taxes and health care. It's gone completely over the line.
Well, it has, Watson, and it just shows the hot nature. For those that don't know what that means, this is not a cold war against the American people by the banks. This is now going into a hot war, and they're now phrasing the debate so that they can blame us for what they're about to do and then come out physically against us, and they're just everywhere calling for our arrest, calling for shutting down freedom on the Internet, because they've decided to go ahead with their complete bankruptcy and takeover and reorganization of the United States. And it's just too bad the public got so decadent and dumbed down, or they would have never allowed this to happen. I mean, if the general public, who's starting to wake up, had any idea just how serious it is, they would be 100 times more concerned.
Right. The amazing thing about it is that, I mean, everybody's talking about a new world order. In this report, it says if you talk about fascism or socialism or a new world order, then that's the big red flag that you're in with the domestic terrorists. You've just released a film, Invisible Empire, that has, at least 200 different examples of politicians, leaders, and business people and globalists calling for a new world order. So if you talk about it in a positive light, then, you know, you're part of the mindset of the elite, and that's good. But don't you dare criticize it because you're a domestic terrorist and it doesn't exist anyway.
Well, they're throwing the gauntlet down to the yuppies and well-to-do people and intellectuals, and they're saying, look, we're taking this country completely over. It's going to be a hot police state, and we're going to start arresting people, and we're going to have purges, and... If you criticize world government or say you don't want banks taking over, we may arrest you. And we've built FEMA camps, and we're going to do it. And, you know, I hadn't talked about this yet. He didn't really ask me not to talk about it, but I wanted to see what unfolded first. But Jeff Goldberg, who's one of the main people that put – I mean, even in mainstream news, he's credited with writing the reports for major national publications – he writes for Atlantic Monthly right now, for writing the major articles about WMDs being real. He was an Israeli prison commander, and he's an Israeli army officer. And, he was here, and it was like an ADL assessment. I mean, he came to say he's interviewing me for Atlantic Monthly, and it was literally an assessment. And I said, no, I'm not violent, but I don't like what you guys are doing. And I said, you know, this is my country, and I don't want to be a slave. And I said, and you know, what the globalists are doing is wrong. And he's gotten all these ADL awards, and he acted real friendly till right at the end of the interview. And I'd seen this with media a lot. And at the end, he got very cold with me, you know, when he left. But I mean, you know, they're flying. I mean, he's a top level, you know, neocon, flying them down here. To sit there and, I guess, decide what they're going to do to me. And you know, the FBI-run white supremacist groups are calling for my death. I mean, I've got Israel attacking me. I got the white supremacists attacking me, all because I don't want to be a slave and my family to be slaves. So, Watson, this is a very, very dangerous time when I've got Israeli army officers, you know, here at my office. I mean, it's getting creepy, Watson. And I agreed to meet with him because, you know, it's like a foreign government coming to talk to me. And I just said, look, I mean, you know, what you're doing's wrong, what the government's doing's wrong, and I'm a good person. And he's like, well, I realize that and understand that. You know, but still, it's like he's a foreign army and I'm the evil American and that's the end of it. You know, it's kind of like two soldiers across the line smoking cigarettes talking to each other. And what do you say to that, Watson?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. They're trying to silence their political opposition. They don't care about violent extremist threats. If anything violent did happen, then they'd be the ones to benefit from it. So, you know, we're the opposition, we're the enemy. They have to shut down our free speech to get their agenda rammed through. And that's why they're characterizing everybody as extremists and terrorists, because it's designed to chill free speech.
And this is an act of terrorism itself, saying Ron Paul and Napolitano are basically terrorists. They say they're terrorists. I mean, this is... they're terrorists? Come on. Thank you, Watson.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Here. Day after day, Nightline asking why I won't call them back. I've pretty much decided just not even to do it. They want to come down here and then interview me and then do whatever they want with it. And the reason they're doing this is they're putting me out there as the enemy. They're lying about who I am. And we're in very dangerous water here because we're having an effect. And the globalists, again, they'll kill a million Iraqis because they want oil and weapon sales. They will, and Americans mean nothing to them. My only protection is that I am vocal. I am out in the open, but I do need your prayers. I mean, I do need your prayers. I mean, I got the ADL calling for law enforcement operations against me. I'm an American who has free speech, and I'm here on the radio and on my own internet TV telling the truth, reading government documents on air, and asking the American people, is this what you want? This is our country. I have an inherent right to my free speech and to talk to my fellow citizens. And all that matters is freedom. I understand how short life is. It seems like 10 minutes ago I was 5 years old. It seems like 30 seconds ago I had my first child, almost 8 years ago. And I'm a lover of life and of goodness and of the truth. And I'm committed to my cause, and I'm not stopping. And the system needs to know that. No amount of intimidation, no amounts of demonization, no amount of threats, nothing, not even threats on my family. I'm committed. And they know that. And they don't like that. Because they're afraid of the spirit of commitment that I have and that others have, that we bring on this radio show and that we magnify. If that spirit becomes infectious in their view, it's over. It's over for the New World Order. And to all of you that see yourselves as liberals, as conservatives, as establishment, as government, look, you're all having your way of life destroyed. You're having your future destroyed. And really evil, ruthless, corrupt elites have decided to go for broke worldwide. And I'm going to stand up against this to the end. It only makes me stronger to know I've been right all along, but I always knew I was right. I was reading their own documents. I studied history. And it only makes me commit more, makes me grow up and be that much more serious. But they are Fox News, ADL, all of them calling for police to come arrest me for no reason. I've done nothing but tell the truth as a citizen. I have that right. I've defended habeas corpus. I've defended due process. I've defended the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. I've defended the Second Amendment. I've defended the First Amendment. I've defended Internet freedom. I have defended our national sovereignty against the corporate banking takeover that's now publicly happening. And we're effective, and we have reached out to millions of people, and they can see our growth curve. They can see the exponential drive. They can see the exponential effect that we're having, and they've identified us as one of the central engines, myself and Ron Paul. Also, Napolitano is being listed as a terrorist now. In fact, let's get Napolitano on about this next week. But I do believe and I do know, and I have faith in the power of prayer and providence. And just as George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and others made an appeal to heaven. And we should make a T-shirt instead of the Don't Tread on Me. There's that Appeal to Heaven flag. What was that, the Connecticut flag? Pull up the Appeal to Heaven flag. I forget what colony had that. And so I was thinking about a month ago, that should be the symbol of InfoWars. Is an Appeal to Heaven flag. I appeal to heaven. God, I'm not perfect, but I have a true heart, and I love the truth, and I love justice, and I have courage. And you know I'm ready for whatever's coming, but I appeal to heaven that your will be done. And whatever happens to me, please protect my family. But you know I'm not going to stop. This is an appeal to heaven. And I ask my listeners for this appeal to heaven. If we appeal to heaven together and then take right action against evil, God's will be done, whatever that is. And then it's just such a comfort when I commit to this and put it on the altar of God and dedicate myself to the truth. And I ask God to purify me and sanctify me and help me be good for this great mission that you have given me. Thank you, God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.